The hologram wavered as Kent's gaze shifted, and now his image seemed to be looking Leia straight in the eye.
Frankly, I questioned the wisdom of allowing these particular Jedi Knights to participate in the discussion at all.
No one is more familiar with the Killix than Jaina and Zek. Leia purposely allowed some of the resentment she felt to creep into her voice. They're our best hope of figuring out where the Dark Nest might be located.
I understand that.
A purple tint came to Kent's image, indicating that he had closed the channel to all other participants and was now conversing only with the Operations Planning Center.
But there's something you don't know. Something that we can't trust with your daughter and Zek, or with any of the Jedi Knights who spent too much time with the Killix.
Leia's blood began to boil. Master Hamner, Jaina and Zek have already demonstrated their loyalty to the Order. Mara cut Leia short by reaching past her and suspending transmission to everyone else. What is it, Kenth?
I apologize if I offended you, Princess Leia,
Kenth said.
But Chief Omus asked me not to tell anyone in the Order what I'm about to reveal. I hope you'll understand. It has a bearing on our discussion.
Of course. I won't reveal it to anyone. I give you my word.
Thank you.
Kenth's head turned as he consulted something off-cam. A moment later, Kenth's gaze returned to his holocam.
Sorry for that, but I wanted to check the latest. The Fifth Fleet has put out for Utagetu.
The whole fleet? Leia was stunned. Moving the Fifth Fleet would shift the responsibility for patrolling the entire Hydean Way to local governments, and that was not something Chief Omus would do lightly. To do what? Kenth shook his head.
Those orders are sealed. But we can be certain they're trying to appease the Chiss. What concerns me is that I only found out by accident. Someone had forgotten to remove my name from the routing list. Chief Omus called personally to ask me to keep the information to myself.
They don't want us to know? Leia gasped. Clearly, Mara said. Omus didn't like how the Jedi handled the Killix last time. And you must admit, things aren't going well now. Do they know about Han and Luke? Leia asked.
Not for me,
Kenth answered.
But I doubt it would make any difference. Chief Omus was very adamant that we need to support the Chiss this time.
Then time is chewing our tails, Saba said.
Standing behind Leia with Mara, she was also party to their private discussion.
We must get a team to Wodaba now. Yes?
Agreed,
Kenth said.
But...
Then we will discuss that, Saba said.
I think we should,
Kenth said.
But Jaina and Zek
will not be told.